Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 854. Stocks are down. What to do? By Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am Dan. I'm your host and narrator, bringing you some of the best blogs on personal finance in audio form. Now, let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. Stocks are down. What to do? By Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. I'm an optimist, but seeing a lot of money disappear isn't the most fun thing. So after the latest drop in stocks over the past few weeks, I thought I'd share my thoughts here. If you invest, you're going to lose money at some point. That's okay, especially when you're young, because time helps mitigate loss if you have a good investment. But ideally, it shouldn't be happening very often, and when it does, it still sucks. Now, check this out. I was listening to some personal finance pundits talking about the recent down market, and more than one of them said the equivalent of, if a stock drops 8%, or 10%, or 12%, I'm out of there. What the Here's the example one of them gave. Try to figure out the answers before you go on. Quote, if your stock goes down from 100 to 50, what percentage have you lost? Now, to get back up to 100, what percentage does your stock have to increase? End quote. Answers. It's gone down 50%, and it has to increase 100% just to break even. If it only increased 50%, it would be at 75. Most beginning investors get this wrong. It's a good lesson, but I think one-size-fits-all advice is dumb. I went roaming around to find some data to prove otherwise. Clearly, Apple stock has done very well in the last few years, but let's look at the period from 1995 to 1998, during which time Apple dropped from about 17 to about 10. That is a big, big loss of about 41%. But because I cherry-picked this example to prove my point, I know that's not the whole story. Apple closed at $188 yesterday, and it's split twice since that low point in 1998. Now, there are a few things about this example. First, if you really think stock picking is about looking at charts and guessing, especially retroactively, then you are going to lose a lot of money for being a moron. This is just a superficial analysis to give an example. Second, had you sold when Apple was down, you would have missed out on a lot of money. But Ramit, you might say, I wouldn't know it was going to go up at that time. I did the best I could. Well, true. In hindsight, everything's clearer. But Ramit, you might say, when should I sell a stock then? I've written about that in a post titled When to Sell Stocks. But Ramit, you might say, what are you saying? You told us you lost a lot of money, so are you just going to let your money sit there? Isn't this just an excuse for being lazy and overly optimistic that your stock picks are really good? Now, this is a good question. It's possible I'm committing lots of cognitive and decision-making errors. What you need to ask yourself is, are these still good companies and good investments? If so, and you have the risk tolerance and time to ride the storm, great. If not, your options are more limited, which is why it pays to invest earlier. In fact, if you think the companies are good companies, they're on sale right now. I want to show you something that hardly anybody knows. It's research from Standard & Poor's, the S&P behind the S&P 500. In 2002, they released an astonishing finding that made most investors' jaws drop. During a 10-year period they studied, if you missed the best days of that 10-year period, your returns would be cut in astonishing ways. For example, if you missed the best 5 days of that 10-year period, your return would be down 22.65%. If you missed the best 10 days, your return would be down 37.65%. And it just gets worse for missing the best 15, 20, and 30 days of a 10-year period. If you think you can figure out exactly when those 10 days will fall in 10 years, then you are much smarter than I am. Don't try to time the market. But don't just sit around either. If you suffer a relatively big loss in your portfolio, how big? You'll know when it happens. It would probably be dumb to just saunter around outside with your hands in your pockets, whistling and skipping. Instead, take some action. 1. I spent part of last weekend doing an analysis on my current holdings to see if they still meet my investment criteria. They do, except one company, which I'm not sure I would invest in knowing what I know now. And two, if I had properly diversified my investments, I wouldn't have been hit as hard as I was. I'd been meaning to diversify into more non-tech stuff, including international funds, so I'm treating this as a kick in the ass to get this done. If you already have stocks, you can do this by either adding more money in different areas or shifting current holdings to new areas. You just listened to the post titled, Stocks Are Down, What to Do? By Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you, as always, for being here. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.